From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. At least 119 people have been reported dead after a massive 7.1 earthquake struck central Mexico. Janet Lee has the details.
President Enrique Peña saying 27 buildings had collapsed in the heavily populated capital. Images of the damage showing building walls shearing off and floors collapsed. In the U.S., President Donald Trump, who's had a very contentious relationship with Mexico, saying on Twitter, "God bless the people of Mexico City. We are with you and we'll be there for you."
It's the second big quake to hit Mexico this month and on the anniversary of a devastating quake that killed thousands in Mexico City in 1985. In his address to the United Nations General Assembly Tuesday, Secretary General Antonio Guterres condemned North Korea for its recent missile and nuclear tests and called on the world to find a peaceful solution to the problem.
"Only that unity can lead to the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula and, as the resolution recognizes, create an opportunity for diplomatic engagement to resolve the crisis. When tensions rise, so does the chance of miscalculation."
Guterres warned the world's leaders that the threat of a nuclear attack is at its highest level since the end of the Cold War. His message on fiery rhetoric was implicitly directed at North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, but also at U.S. President Donald Trump, who has warned of fire and fury if North Korea does not back down. British police have arrested a third suspect in last week's bombing of a London Underground train that injured 30 people. Two other men have also been arrested over the weekend. This is VOA News. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres urged Myanmar to halt its military campaign against Rohingya Muslims.
"We are all shocked by the dramatic escalation of sectarian tensions in Myanmar's Rakhine state. A vicious circle of persecution, discrimination, radicalization, and violent repression has led more than 400,000 desperate people to flee, putting regional stability at risk."
Earlier, Myanmar's de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi made a televised address.
"We condemn all human rights violations and unlawful violence. We are committed to the restoration of peace, stability, and rule of law throughout the state."
Aung San Suu Kyi pledged to abide by the recommendations of a report by former UN Chief Kofi Annan that has advocated citizenship for the Rohingyas. UN Secretary General Guterres added to his remarks that the authorities in Myanmar must end military operations and allow unhindered humanitarian access. The United Nations has described the violence in the Rakhine state as ethnic cleansing. Turkey is turning up the pressure on Iraqi Kurds in a bid to stop an independence referendum. Dorian Jones reports.
Around 100 Turkish tanks and armored vehicles are massed on the Iraqi-Kurdish border, ostensibly for military exercises. That coincide with a hardening of Ankara's political rhetoric against a referendum by Iraqi Kurds. Ankara fears independence by Iraqi Kurds could fuel similar secessionist demands from its restive Kurdish minority. Turkish Prime Minister Binali Yildirim warned Monday everything was on the table if the Iraqi Kurds went ahead with the vote. And let's note, the toughest rhetoric is coming from ministers rather than President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. A possible sign Ankara is not ready to back its talk with action. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
The U.S. Navy is blaming the high pace of operations, budget uncertainty, and naval leaders who put their mission over safety for multiple deadly incidents at sea. The destroyer USS John S. McCain collided with an oil tanker last month off the coast of Singapore, leaving 10 U.S. sailors dead and 5 injured. And the USS Fitzgerald, and also a destroyer, collided with a container ship in the waters off Japan in June, killing 7 sailors. A Russian attack helicopter mistakenly fired at least one rocket into a crowd of spectators during a large-scale military exercise in western Belarus, simulating a counterattack against NATO forces. The Russian military acknowledged that the rocket was fired by an accident in the helicopter, but insisted that no one was hurt in the incident. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.